Well, good evening, gentlemen. This is Easter Sunday, and reasonably late at night in the UK. And as I've had a few days off work, I've been playing Dead Space and drinking beer. I know, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Now, of course, this is a remake, as a lot of games are nowadays. And I've got to say that one thing is good about this game, the graphics. Of course, that's when you can see the graphics, because they have it very dark. So they make nice-looking, beautiful graphics, but you can't goddamn well see them, because it's too goddamn dark. Well, unless we got your flashlight there and shows a little bit of the place. Oh, I know, it's supposed to create atmosphere, scary, horror. But to me, it's just bloody annoying. Of course, in this Dead Space, Isaac can talk. But he really doesn't have a lot of good things to say. He's a little bit dumb by the look of it. In fact, all the players and all the people in this are a bit dumb. They talk like they're 13-year-olds. So the dialogue isn't actually great. But it does have some swear words in it. You know, somebody's had to sit down and write a script for this. And write effing in there, effing in that. Like I say, there's no need for profanity in games. That's probably because they don't know another word to describe it better. But it does bring the tone of the game down. And Isaac's finally been able to speak isn't all that great either. You see, when you were playing Isaac before, he never spoke. So you were Isaac. You were the man. But now Isaac can speak. You're not Isaac anymore. You're just controlling Isaac. Unfortunately, the game does suffer from repetitiveness. And it gets quite boring after a while. They seem to lead you by the nose and get you in a kind of a room and then lock all the doors, turn all the lights out, and send a lot of morph people at you. Of course, you don't always survive, and that's what they're counting on. That's padding the game out. And this happens nearly all the time in the game. Oh, Isaac has his famous gun, but he also has a pulse rifle, which is absolutely useless. And, of course, if you die, it sends you back to the last save point, which means you have to do it all over again. So if there's any dialogue in it, you have to listen to that over and over again, too. And like I say, it's great graphics in the game. But the trouble is, all the ship looks kind of the same. Even when you're in a different area, it looks all the same. Of course, they have ambient music as well, but it's too much of it. It's too overpowering, and I had to turn it down at least 50%. Usually remakes of games never really works out that well, does it? And unfortunately, this game suffers from that too. The best thing about this game, like I said, is the graphics. But playability gets boring pretty fast. And of course, I had the DirectX crash. My video card froze up, which apparently a lot of people are having. And I lost the place I was at, and had to start all over again. Now, I wouldn't say it was a real bad game, but I stopped playing it quite a number of times because I got bored at having to redo the same thing over and over again. If they spent just as much effort on the storyline and the playability as they have done on the graphics, it would have been a pretty good game. But it seems like everything else, even in films, CGI is everywhere. But generally, the acting and storyline are crap. And of course, the story doesn't have to be fantastic either, as long as there's playability in the game. I haven't finished it yet, and I know very soon I'll probably come to another room where all the doors will get locked, and they'll send in the old morphs into me. And I will probably die quite a few times. I paid full price for this game, and I knew probably when I did that, it was a wrong thing to do. And I was right. So for those of you who want to play this game at some point, I'd wait for the price to drop. As I played Resident Evil 4 Remake, and I gave that a 6.5, maybe a 7. This game is probably a 7, and that's only because of the graphics. You see, games like this is when you finished it, you think, thank God for that. When what you're supposed to be thinking is, ah, is that the end? I wanted more. You see, finishing the game is kind of a relief. And of course, there'll be players out there, they'll say they love the game, it's a great game. And that's fine. It's definitely sort of my type of game, a single player and everything can roleplay. But the good graphics can only keep me interested for so long. If any of you guys out there have played the game or whatever, let me know what you think. I might play some more and actually even finish the game. But because it's not that important to me, after paying the full price for it, you know it's not a great game, at least to me. It's a shame, really, because there was so much potential. I'll catch you guys on the other side. Solo Man, out.